Hi, my name is Kat Adams and this is Kat to the World. Before I get to what I want to talk about today, I want to take a minute to thank you guys for listening to my podcast, for texting me, for giving me feedback, for helping me make my podcast the best podcast that I can make. So thank you so much for listening to me and thank you so much for all your feedbacks. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. So today I want to talk about happiness. What is happiness? What is your definition of happiness? Well, so my definition of happiness is, okay, the feeling of truly enjoying life and the desire of achieving the best things that life can offer you. That's my definition of happiness. You know, when you truly enjoy something, that's happiness. That's you being happy. You know, we all have all sorts of emotion. You're happy, you're sad, you're mad, you're angry, you're depressed. Okay? Unless you're a psychopath, because scientifically, it has been proven that a psychopath is a person who shows no empathy, no feeling whatsoever. It's your emotion. Okay? So, but that's it. That's my definition of happiness. When you're truly happy, when you're truly enjoying life, and when you have desire to achieve the best things in life, that's my definition of happiness. Okay? Also, to me, happiness is you truly enjoying your own company, okay, and living in harmony and peace with your body, mind, and soul. That's my other definition of happiness. When you truly are okay with yourself, you are okay with how you look, how you feel, what you're doing, how you're doing it. When you're truly at peace with yourself, that's happiness. Okay? And so, why is happiness important in life? That's my other question. Why is it important in life? We can't say like sadness is important in life. No, it's not. But happiness is. Happiness, for me, happiness, I believe it's the secret source to happiness, okay? That's happiness. Why is it important in life? I also believe that the most successful people in life are happy, okay? Simply because, like I've just said, when you're happy, that's you being okay with yourself. That's you being okay with everything you do. That's you being successful because you're happy. So happiness is important in life because it is the biggest fulfillment in life. So I went online and I went through so many different sources to just come up with the best 10 things that I believe if you focus on that, you will be on your way to being happiness. Okay? So number one, hold on to your value. Okay? Hold on to your values. We all have different values. Okay? So when you let go of the values, the key things that you believe this is how life is supposed to be, when you let go of those, then you will never be happy because you're not yourself. When you drop your values and focus on what I value, that's not you being happy. That's you trying to be me. Okay? So if you want to be happy, then hold on to your own values in life. Number two, accept there is good. Accept the good. Accept in goodness. Okay, so let's say, for example, today I do something wrong to you, and you just believe it in your mind that there is no goodness in life. There is no a good person. There is nothing good about life. Then you will never be happy. Because you will always focus on the bad. You'll always focus on the negative. You'll always focus on the wrong. But when you believe there is good in life, there is good in people, then you will always see the good. You'll always see the positive. Okay? So number two, accept the good. Alright? Number three, imagine the very best. We all have imagination, okay? When someone asks you, like, where do you see your life in 10 years? That's your imagination. You will give them an answer according to your imagination. So when you don't imagine the very best about yourself, then you will achieve less, because you don't see yourself the very best. Okay? So always imagine the very best for yourself. Believe in the very best for yourself, and you're gonna achieve the very best for yourself, and you will be happy. Okay? Number four, do the things that you love. You want to be happy, do the things that you love. Don't do the things that people believe you're good at. If you don't see you exceeding in a certain thing that people believe you're good at that, then you will never be happy doing it, because you're doing it because people assume you love it, because they see your potential, they see your capability. But my dad used to tell me that even if the whole world sees the goodness in you or sees something in you that you don't see it in yourself, then it's not there. Okay, do the things that you love. You, again, the keyword, you. Do the things that you love. Someone might listen to the way you speak and they say like, man, with your voice, you can be the best presenter in the world. But you don't see yourself as a presenter. So you will never be a presenter. But if you do it, then you will never be happy. Because you don't imagine yourself as the very best presenter. Someone else has imagined it, and you have to live in the imagination. Okay, so do the things that you love. All right? So number five, find purpose. And then one of these fine days, I'm going to talk about finding purpose as a whole episode of its own. But for now, if you want to be happy, find the purpose, find the reason as to why you're here. You're in this time, you're in this generation, you're in this city, you're in this country. Find that purpose and you will surely be happy. Number six, listen. Don't get me wrong, but listen to your heart. Okay, listen to your heart. Not always, but most of the time, listen to your heart. Okay? Once, you know, your heart and your gut feeling go hand in hand most of the time. So when you listen to your heart in deep down, if it's wrong, your brain will fight with you. But if it's right, then your brain will agree with you. So listen to your heart. And if that's truly what you're supposed to be doing, then your entire body will agree with you. Listen to your heart, okay? Number seven, push yourself, not others, okay? Push yourself. You believe you are the best presenter in the world. Push yourself, okay? Push yourself. Push yourself to move mountains. Push yourself to achieve the very best things you imagine. Push yourself to manifest the things that your heart is telling you. So push yourself. Don't push others. Don't expect others to push you in the direction that you are supposed to be going. Okay? For example, someone might come at me and they know that I'm one heck of a good salesperson. Okay? So if I don't push myself to be the best, they will say some things and I'll just listen to them. But if I don't even manifest the ideas of people, when they see good in you and they tell you and you don't push yourself, nobody's going to push you. Nobody. They will tell you something, but they will not wake up in the morning and do it for you. I might come and tell like, hey man, like, I love your videos. They are super amazing. They are perfect. So just try and add this. Maybe it will be better. You know. So if you don't go and do that yourself, I'm not going to do that for you. I will just give you my piece of idea to help you become the best. But I will never do the work for you. So do the work for you. Push yourself and not others. And don't expect others to push you. Okay? Number nine, be open to change. Okay? Be an open-minded kind of a person. Because once you close your mind, you believe in a certain thing, and nobody, you don't allow anyone to change your mind. The world is evolving. So some days, evolve with the world, be open to change. And people who are open to change, they find happiness. They find happiness. And last on my list is enjoy the simple things in life. Okay? I've just told you right now, have the best imagination in life. But always, always, don't say like, when you have a mansion, that's when you'll be happy. Always accept and acknowledge the little battles that you win in life. Okay? Maybe you've always wanted to buy yourself some nice pairs of shoes. And then you go that extra mile and you do that. Enjoy that. It's the simplest thing in life, but you worked for that simple thing. And when you're happy with the simplest things, that's when you know, like, fine, today I did this for myself and I achieved this. So you're going to be happy going for the biggest things in life. But when you don't appreciate the little things, you don't enjoy the little things in life, just waking up in the morning and just breathing that air. You're not in a hospital. You're not fighting for your life. You're not in the streets struggling. Those are some simple things that you just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm supposed to go and do that. You're already rushing into life even before, just being grateful and thankful to that simple breath that you take in the morning. Not everyone is privileged to have that. So when we teach ourselves to enjoy the simple things in life, to appreciate the simple things in life, to celebrate the simple victories in life, then happiness, you're on your way to being happy. But when you don't see the small things, you're always going to beat yourself up. And you're going to wear yourself down before you even achieve what you believe that will just make you happy. You say, like, if I buy a V8 today, then I'll be the happiest person on earth. But I forget that one day when I didn't have shoes and I bought myself shoes to just walk on them, like I'm now walking barefooted. Celebrate the little things in life, the tiniest, the things that might not be big to other people. You know, like, we are different. Everyone is different. So my small winnings might be it's nothing to you. But another thing about happiness is you putting yourself first, and you celebrating you, and you being happy for you, and you being there for you, and you being the first person to give yourself a standing ovation, for you to be the first person to tap yourself on the back. You think impressing other people will make you happy, but that's where we go wrong half the time, is we forget. But at the end of the day, even if I want to buy that V8, okay, but if I don't celebrate the little things, I'm just focusing on what people will say when I achieve that. They might not even say anything. Okay, so if you want to be happy, always go and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you happy? I'm proud of you. You wanted to do this by the end of this week and you did it. So I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. Okay? I keep saying that the simple things in life will make you happy. And when you learn to appreciate small things, then the big things will be easier for you to achieve. Okay? Because you'll always know that you love yourself regardless. You're proud of yourself regardless. And you know your capability regardless. And you're proud of yourself regardless. When I say be happy with the little things, it does not mean be comfortable with the little things. Those are two different things, okay? Get me right. Those are two different things. Being comfortable with little things and being happy and appreciating the little things. Two different things. When someone is comfortable, they don't work to achieve anything. They want their shoes. They are okay with shoes. They are comfortable with shoes. That's it. You're proud of yourself for buying shoes, but you still work hard to buy that V8. You get the difference? So always appreciate the little things in life. That's all I had for today. My name is Kat Adams, and this is Kat to the World. Stay safe, stay blessed, stay humble, and just be happy and believe in yourself. Kat to the World. I'm out.